Markley and Van Camp Show. If I'm Jeremy Markley, that's David Van Camp. Does Van Camp owe me money? Just ask anybody who remembers this conversation from last week. I thought I predicted the ratings would be down. And David said, am I misremembering that?
I don't remember ever putting money on it.
I think sometimes because of my ADHD, you take advantage of me.
No, you just, right before going to break, you see, I saw the story here about the early numbers, and they're down.
Yeah.
This Super Bowl is the lowest rated since 2010, when the Saints beat the crap out of the Indianapolis Colts.
Oh, yeah.
So, well, this is down. It's the sixth most watched Super Bowl in the early numbers.
But down from last year.
So down from last year, yes.
I thought we had a buck on that.
I don't remember that. Somebody can go and check the tape and the transcripts.
I might misremember. Sometimes it's a dream I have, and I'm like, we said it on the air. But I think you're just taking advantage.
I don't know.
More on that later. One guy that misremembers, mm-hmm. That's the Hawaii official.
Yeah.
As far as protocol goes, when sending out a warning.
This emergency management official in Hawaii who set off that false missile alert last month says he's not the one to blame. So this guy's been fired now for misunderstanding what was supposed to be a drill, sending the state into a panic for about 40 minutes. He did this interview with the NBC Nightly News, telling his side of the story. Now, they had his face blurred out.
Oh, buddy.
Obviously for safety reasons. Now, in his defense, there was a preliminary federal investigation that was released that we talked about at the time. And the recorded drill message that was sent to the people on shift at the time, including this person, ended with the phrase, exercise, exercise, exercise. But it also included language scripted for use during an actual missile alert, including the phrase, this is not a drill. So you can kind of understand where this guy might be coming from.
So at the end, when it said exercise, 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 did he think that's just a friendly suggestion for...
Well, hold on. I'll do some squats in a couple minutes. First, I got to fire off this warning.
But he didn't hear exercise, yeah. so this is the official.
Yeah, he said didn't hear exercise at all in the whole transmission.
Right.
I was 100% sure that it was the right decision, that it was real. I was convinced that it was real.
So just to be extremely clear, you are the person who triggered the false alert.
Yes. Unfortunately, I heard this is not a drill, and I didn't hear exercise at all. I'm really not to blame in this. But, it was a system failure, and I did what I was trained to do.
Okay. You were part of the system that failed. Man, I want to extend some grace to this guy. I mean, because you saw the website the page that he was looking at, the so-called drop-down menu that he was using, and it was confusing. I mean, it was
totally
like cutting-edge Windows 95 technology that this guy was looking at. It was all labeled all crazy and everything, so you can kind of understand this guy. But to say it wasn't my fault,
yeah,
I don't know about that.
This is the troubling thing for me, in that I don't know if this ever happens to you, David, or if you're listening, if this has ever happened where you get whatever instructions, right? And then your mind goes to what you have to do. So anything said after that is, it's just completely blocked out. You don't hear it.
Right.
I think that's really possible that can happen, because it's happened to me.
Because you're thinking three steps. You're trying to think ahead instead of actually being in the moment, present, paying attention to what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, to hear the rest of the message. So that part I get.
I'm really not to blame in this. It was a system failure.
See, to say, and if I didn't hear it, and obviously I didn't, then that's on me. Mm-hmm. I may have blocked it out and just not heard it, but it wasn't intentional. And then I think people forgive you, don't they? I mean, there's always going to be some people that are just awful people.
Yeah, I think that's the thing that's been kind of irking people since this interview aired Friday night. Is,
that you're not taking full responsibility?
I mean, take some responsibility here. Yeah. You did have people above you in the food chain who took responsibility for it and quit. They resigned.
But he goes on here.
He said, I was just following protocol.
All right.
Yeah, but I did what I was trained to do as far as listen to the message and, as far as the time element that the constraints we were under.
When you play back that morning in your head, what would you have done differently?
Listen when it said exercise?
Well, I can't say that I would do anything differently based on what I saw and heard. I feel very badly.
See, man, I want to give him a break, don't you? That makes it hard.
It does.
I would have heard the whole message because tell me if I'm wrong here, David, this guy has goofed up before, mm-hmm. right? There was a history there.
That's what investigators looking into this whole thing did say. There was a history of this person confusing real-world situations and exercises.
Okay.
And drills.
That tells you something else, man.
For what's happened, the panic and the stress people felt and all the hurt and pain, you know, I feel that myself. I've felt it the last several weeks, and it's been very difficult. And
I'm sure, man. I don't wish it on anybody. Mm-hmm. It's not that. I just think a little more ownership would have gotten you a little more sympathy.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Some new words have made it into the Oxford English Dictionary, David.
Okay.
Hangry is finally in there.
Awesome.
You felt it before, I know.
The national nightmare is over.
A state of anger caused by lack of food when you're hangry. Mansplain. Mm-hmm. That's made it.
Yes.
You want me to give you the definition of all these, or you need it?
We need to bring in a female. Otherwise, you're just mansplaining to me.
Nope, not available right now. Explaining something needlessly, overbearing, or condescendingly, typically when addressing a woman in a manner thought to reveal a patronizing or chauvinistic attitude. Mm-hmm. Swag. What do you take as swag?
That's just free stuff you might get from somebody.
That's what I thought. No. Bold self-assurance in style or manner.
I thought that's swagger.
An air of great self-confidence or superiority. I thought that was swagger. I thought swag was like, when you give me your David Van Camp band t-shirt.
Well, of course. That's for buying the CD.
What was the name of the band?
I will not reveal that.
Gosh dang it.
You tried to catch me there.
I
no,
did.
I will not. No.
Also in the dictionary now, me time. Time devoted to doing what one wants. Mm. Typically on one's own, as opposed to working or doing things for others. Snowflake. Characterizes overly sensitive or easily offended. And Aunt Flo. Referring to a woman's menstrual period.
Yes.
And use flow, it in a officially. Sentence. Go ahead, David.
Wife's a little on edge right now. A visit from Aunt Flo this week.
See, that seems like that's you're mansplaining.
That's how other people would describe it. You see, right. Other people have described it.
This is the Markley and Van Camp Show.